Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. I mean, haven't you heard? Oh, all the big names in podcast listeners are talking about it. Catch up. And congratulations on completing another holiday season. If my exhaustive understanding of Earth culture is correct, in the last 2 weeks, each one of you has eaten an entire evergreen tree, swaddled a miraculous newborn baby in shiny wrapping paper, and sent it to the frozen top of your planet to be sealed inside a falling disco ball. I find the whole thing charming. And now you're giving yourself the reward of another episode of this. And who am I to stand in the way of such an adorbs little masochism spiral? So, sit back and enjoy the show.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 3/4 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Get wet.
Hey, get and get wet to you as well. How are you
Thank
doing,
you.
Bud?
Pretty good. You know, actually, I take that back. Right now, don't get wet because it is flipping freezing outside.
It is so cold. Like, I'm used to when we were in Hog's Face and even when we were traveling around Foon, like, it did not get this cold this early in winter.
Yeah, it is brutal. I mean, brr. No, Arnie, I'm asking you, do you want a burr?
Do I want a burr?
Do you want a burr?
I mean, maybe. What does that entail?
It's like a beer, but it's upside down.
Oh, I love that.
So you spill it on your lap.
Okay, I'm listening.
Step one, buy a burr.
Okay,
Step two.
Let me get my scroll.
Yep.
Step one, spill a burr in my lap.
No, step one, buy a burr.
Okay, buy a burr. I'm sorry, just because I'm a little low on money this month.
You're a little low on Arnie. Why didn't you say something? Tis the season.
I know.
For me, how much do you need?
Well, here's the thing. I've been working at the Cooper, but things aren't going so well for the Cooper right now. So I told them that they don't have to pay me. So I don't really have a lot of coin right now. So if I have to pay for this burr later, I might not be able to pay the bill burr.
Okay.
I didn't feel good about it.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to lend you anything because you seem real smug about being broke.
I don't. Here's the thing. Look at my face. I am not smug about it.
Yeah.
I'm chagrin.
Fuck
this is my face. You've never seen this expression on my face before. Pure chagrin.
Fuck you and fuck Philly. And by that, I mean the horse that just ran by the window. Fuck
oh,
that Philly.
That's my, that's the Cooper. That's Winnie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they are the main Cooper in town.
Sorry, the Philly's name is Winnie?
Yes.
Oh.
Winnie the Cooper?
Yeah, no, I got it.
But now my face is smug, I gotta admit.
Here, I'm okay, just going to dump this burr on your lap.
Okay. Oh, good.
Skip the steps. Let's just skip the steps.
Step one, the burr is in my lap.
Step two, you're done.
Oh, okay.
Well, step one was get the burr.
Yeah.
Step two is you even fuck that up. Let's just move on.
Sure. Okay, but I'm going to write down the one that I'm done because it would be awkward to forget to be done.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. I am also joined by my other co-host, Wizard's Choice nominee, Usidore the Wizard.
Oh, shut the door. It's so cold out there. Oh, it's freezing.
Usidore!
Just slept right up here. Oh, have you been
you
outside
stop
today?
Jumping up here to the tall table. It's alarming.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to alarm you, but I just came in from outside. It was so very cold out there.
It's very cold. We kind of covered that up top.
Arnie, do you think that's enough for people to get a sense of location? Because I don't want people to think that this bar I own is cold. Have I established for you now, for your listening audience, that it's cold in here? Burr cold, is that enough for you?
Well, that kind of sucks, because earlier I meant to put a log on the fire, and you said if I did, it would come out of my paycheck.
Oh, that's right. I have to start paying you.
Oh, so if you're going to start paying him from the tavern money, then maybe I don't have to pay him?
Why would you be paying him?
I don't know, no reason.
Well, here, I brought some hops and some grain and some water, and I'm going to build a beer if you guys give me a minute here. It's going to take me a little while.
I'm telling you, just buy the beer. It's so much more expensive to build a beer.
I know.
I mean, there's a novelty for like 20 minutes while you're building it, and then you get home and you're like, 50 gold coin for this.
I know, but the beer here is so expensive. Old curmudgeon who runs this place. I don't know what his problem is. He keeps raising the prices and raising the prices.
That's you. You're the old curmudgeon. You bought this place.
Oh, shit. That's right. Well, I'm going to have a word with me.
Ooh, this ought to be fun.
Let's listen in.
Well, Usidore, I see that you've raised the price of burr again. Yes, that's right. I run this establishment now, and I have decided I don't make enough money, especially if I have to start paying Chunt.
For listeners at home, when Usidore talks to himself, he moves his head back and forth for each different
version of himself. I don't need you to tell me how much beer is. I know how much a burr should be. Oh, I'll tell you how much a burr should be.
Ooh, he's
prepare
moving.
To find out with fire. Ah, and a fireball for you as well. Idiot, I'm going to set this whole place on fire. Now you'll be dead, you stupid wizard.
So he keeps trying to shoot fire at himself, but he can't because he's shooting it away from himself, even though he moves to be... He's just shooting.
Why shoot this fire at you?
No, stop. You're just shooting fireballs all over the tavern that you own.
Well, sorry. I just got into a heated conversation with myself. Huh?
We've all been there.
How was your guys' break? I feel like we're all rested and rejuvenated from taking a couple weeks off.
Oh, yes, I feel very rested and rejuvenated. Oh, but only 3 weeks still, I shall pass out of this mortal realm.
What?
Remember, I have to fake my own death in about 3 weeks.
Oh, shit. Why did you have to put a number on it?
I don't know. I just got nervous, and I said a number a couple months ago. I said, like, 2 or 3 months, and now people are really, like, keep telling me, like, oh, the end of the month. So long.
So in so 3 weeks from now, you're gonna be dead?
Well, everyone will think I'm dead. I'll just have to take on a new persona. A whole new character. Aren't you excited, Arnold?
Yeah. Last time you died, we brought in Pizza Skull, so the bar's pretty low.
And Arnie, I feel rested and rejuvenated, just like Usidore, but the only difference is, now I'm fucking jacked. What? Oh, sorry, you probably can't see. Let me tear off my fur here. Ugh!
Why? Oh, God. That looks so painful. But also, it's so weird to see so many abdominal muscles and pectoral muscles on a badger.
Thank you so much.
Is that a 15-pack?
It is. I'm still working on the last one. Making an even baker's crazy.
Yeah, what's going on in this corner over here?
Oh, those are abs that I'm working on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the hottest corner of all.
So be honest, Chunt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you earn these abs, or is this a kind of shapeshifter thing?
Okay, well, if I must be honest, the first four were real, genuine, the real deal. Sure. I earned every single inch of those abs, and then the next 11 were me shifting around to see what looked good and, you know.
Do you know how you're just alone and you start playing with yourself?
Oh, sure, I do.
Testing your limits?
Yeah. I mean, some of our listeners are doing that right now.
Ah. I'm going to be honest. I'm on the exact opposite path of Chunt. Because have you had these muffins? Oh, my goddesses. They are a pure delight.
Usador, you gotta stop eating so many muffins. You've only got 3 weeks to live.
All the more reason to enjoy the muffins while I can. Before I pass away into the unknown realms of Theseus. I'll actually be fine.
Wait, are you actually eating these muffins? Because I've been fucking fooled before by you. Arnie, there was one time when Usador goes, look, I'm eating this muffin. And he held it with his outside hand. So I couldn't, it's on the other side of where
his
I was.
The outside hand, sure.
The outside hand. And he went to eat it, but he was just putting it real close to his face and then down by his neck and then down by his body. So it gave the illusion that he was eating it and he was bluffing with his muffin. Ugh. That's where the song lyric comes from.
What's the deal with wizards and depth of field magic tricks? Right.
I have no idea what you both are talking about, but I am going to enjoy this carrot. Om nom 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 nom.
There is no crunching. He didn't really eat that.
It's just a carrot. Like, it's not even impressive.
Oh, look, here's another carrot on the floor next to me.
That's the same carrot.
So these carrots, Usador, they're pretty fascinating. I hope we have a guest related to these carrots.
No. The muffins. Those delicious muffins. Like the kiss from a pure angel.
A pure angel?
Yes, instead of one of those tainted angels.
Oh, nasty things.
I shall hunt them all down and kill them for the evil that they spread into the world with their taint upon their wings is the most vile evil in all of Foon.
You don't even want to know where the halos are, Arnie. It's around their dicks.
It's pure nasty.
Oh, I was going to guess it was more of like an anus thing.
Huh.
Why would you think that on this show? Anyway, I brought in the very baker himself. Where is he? I think he's here already. Duggan, please climb up the ladder and join us at the tall table.
Oh, man, that's a long way up.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Please.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Oh.
Oh, man. I only could use one leg at a time.
I know that's
the way a lot of people use ladders, but one leg at a time. But I mean, I only used one leg, and then I got halfway up, and I used the other leg.
Oh, I see. Like, not one leg halfway up, and then the other leg. Yeah, that was bad.
That my good leg got tired.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, thank you for joining us, Arnie, Chunt. This is Duggan Glump, the most divine baker I believe I have ever encountered at all of Foon.
Oh, I thank you. You know, I'm really proud of my products, my line of muffins and small cakes.
Oh, wow. What's the difference between a muffin and a small cake?
Well, it's all about marketing, because really, it's the same recipe. A lot of cinnamon.
Mm. Oh, so much cinnamon. I swear, if there was any more cinnamon in these muffins, I might choke on it.
Oh. Yeah, you know, you can't whistle after you eat one of my muffins. It's a rule.
I've heard that some of the teens around town have been taking your cinnamon muffin challenge. I don't know any more details beyond that, besides knowing that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. They take that cinnamon muffin challenge, and then they try and lay real straight, and then people paint their portrait.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's smart of you to get them to buy a cinnamon muffin before they do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the kids, they like those real sloppy muffins. Mm. The scruffins. They're painted with icing to look like they got a beard.
Mm.
So the scruffins are, they're real sloppy looking, but the kids love them.
Oh, Doug, and don't even get me started on that. The other day, I was talking to Usador for about 2 hours. I looked down. It was a muffin with a beard. I'm an idiot.
Oh, well, did you think it was his child?
No, I thought it was Usador. It looked just like him.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. Sometimes I have trouble following stories.
Sure. Oh, that's fine.
So can you go back to that part where you were talking?
You're in luck. On this podcast, it's not worth following any of the stories.
I was talking to what I thought was Usador, but it was actually a muffin with an icing beard.
Oh, that's a good... I wish you had painted a picture of that muffin. I could have used it in my new marketing campaign.
Doug and I think it was one of those scruffins. And to be perfectly honest, between you and me, Chunt doesn't have the best depth perception. Watch this. Hey, Chunt, I'm going to eat this celery now. Nom, 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 nom.
What the fuck?
That's right. I ate it all at once.
That is wild.
I'm sitting over here, so it's not very impressive.
Shut up.
Oh, Arnie, can I just say you're looking really very well today? You know, but you're looking a little slim. Can you eat this muffin?
Oh. Huh.
This is a very fattening one.
Okay. I mean, I've been hearing great things about your muffins all over Nibblebottom, but I don't know. All season I have been beautiful Arnold. I don't know if I want to throw that away.
Will make you more... You know, you are very handsome. Oh. You're a handsome young man, Arnie.
That's true. And I can be big and beautiful. And frankly, I am big. I can be bigger and beautiful.
You could be a big, beautiful man if you just... Here, this one is for you. It's a special recipe. It's a puffin. So it's going to make you gain a lot of weight.
Okay.
Now, are these magically imbued muffins that can make someone put on weight so quickly? Or is it just the fat content?
They're magically delicious.
Ooh.
I'm going to add that to my marketing campaign.
That's a good idea.
Original.
Now, instead of a puffin, could I just have a puffin top that'll just make my top puff up?
Oh, yeah. You will have very broad shoulders if you eat here. Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Why are your muffins so loud?
They're very brittle. I have very brittle muffins.
When you put so much sugar on the outside to get that crystalline glaze on top, and then they just snap in half. I love your muffins so much.
Yeah, and Duggan, there's nothing to be ashamed about. If you have a genetically dry muffin, I'm sure there's some sort of ointment or topical cream that you can use that, you know...
Some of the icings are moistening. Some parts of the kingdom, they prefer really overly moist muffins.
Mm-hmm. No such thing, but go on.
They like a variety of flavors that I personally do not even sample or taste.
You don't even sample them?
Oh, no. I judge them by eye, by look. If they have the appropriate slime and glisten... I'm like, oh, that is definitely some dangerous mucus.
I've also been to the Kingdom of Yellinton. And at the Kingdom of Yellinton, they like to fill their muffins with jelly. And that KY jelly is just, it's not good. It's not good in a muffin.
Arnie, Duggan and Yusa are just listing muffins. I mean, they're like, I don't know, like muffin scampi and cocktail muffin. And yeah.
Oh, did I tell y'all about my muffin scampi?
Please do.
It is so garlicky. It's got a variety of garden herbs.
Oh,
it will make you cry.
It'll garden bring herbs?
Garden herbs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he's a fella that lives in my garden, and he donates parts of his body for every muffin scampi.
Sure. How generous of him.
Chun. Yeah. Is it possible that Duggan has paid Usador... for this placement in the podcast?
Yeah, like, it seems like a hard-edged ad.
This is like an infomercial.
Yeah,
bit.
This is like such an egregious just ad placement. I feel like I should say something, right?
And you can find the Muffin Hut just by turning left on Yebble Street and then going right up the road. And I hear if you use the offer code Muffin that you'll get a free muffin along with two other muffins that you pay for.
Okay, Arnie, now I'm not so sure. Because
There is an offer code.
Oh. Here, why don't you and I try and suss out whether or not this is an advertisement, and we're going to take a quick break to hear from a few of our advertisers.
Yes.
So your muffin pizza has a muffin crust, and the toppings are also muffins?
Mm-hmm, but they're smaller muffins. Uh-huh.
They're not small cakes, though. They're just small muffins.
Oh, no. No small cakes on a muffin pizza. That's so silly.
That would be ridiculous.
Chunt,
they've been going on like this for hours. I'm not going to be able to air all of that in the podcast.
I know, and when I chimed in to say, is this an ad placement? Duggan said, has this ever happened to you? And then he smacked me in the face.
Yeah. And, well, has that happened to you?
I mean, it has now.
Arnie, Trent, I'm sorry. We're being so rude. Did you have any questions about muffins?
I guess how much are they and, like, how many installments?
Oh, well, you know, you might think that they're $99.99.
That, whoa, that's a lot.
Seems very reasonable to me.
Yeah, but it's marked down. It's not $99.99.
Okay.
You might think it's $49.99.
Still high.
Well, hold on. Is this gold? Is this rubies? Is this emeralds?
Monetary units. You know, what's your favorite monetary unit?
MUs, moos, monetary units.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking moos.
I would easily pay $49.99 moos for two of these muffins and this set of knives.
Oh, but you can get so much more. Not what? Just will you get these knives with these muffins, you'll get this beautiful sweater.
Oh.
Arnie, no. Don't ooh and ah. Did you see what they did? They introduced knives. They're threatening us. We have to buy muffins or they'll kill us.
And also, Chun, we would both look great in that sweater.
Oh, you're right.
You're telling me I get both of the muffins, a set of knives, and a sweater, and all of that still costs less than $49.99 money units?
Oh, yeah. Three easy installments of $29.99. So that's less than $49.99.
What a deal.
John, look, we'll just take some time to figure out whether this is a deal that we want to be a part of or not, right? Like, we'll have all the time. Like, you know, in a couple weeks, we'll figure out if we want to buy these things.
Yeah, let's sit back and relax, because this deal will last forever.
Mm-hmm.
This offer is only good until I leave the tall table.
What?
What? Oh, no.
He could leave the table at any moment.
We have to act soon.
Act soon? We gotta act now.
Arnie, did you see how smoothly that muffin cut through that tomato?
Yeah.
It was like a knife cutting through a tomato.
There's been so many demonstrations, and they don't make sense, but they're compelling.
These muffins are so sharp, they can cut through almost anything. And these knives are so soft and pillowy and delicious.
I don't know when I'm ever going to cut through a pipe, but that muffin is sharp.
That's true, but the good news is they're threatening us with a very soft knife.
Yeah, and that pipe said Arnie on it when they cut through it. And the tomato said Chunt.
What is that supposed to mean?
So, Duggan, what made you decide to become a baker in the first place?
Oh, well, you know, I was looking for a kind of employment that really took advantage of all my skills. Mm. You know, I was enchanted by a grandmother a long time ago.
Well, we're all enchanted by grandmothers. They're adorable and they're charming and...
Oh, yes. I am mesmerized by all grandmothers, but I was actually enchanted with all of the skills of a grandma. So, as a matter of fact, I forgot to tell you boys, I brought you here, each of you, a late birthday card. You'll find two monetary units in it.
Whoa, just wonderful. Like a grandma.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And Arnie, you look cold. Here, take this quilt I made.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is adorable.
I love my card. It has a little olifant on the front of it, and it says 350. And then you open it up and it says, here's a big boy who's 350 years old. And there are two monetary units inside.
Oh, and Arnie, he gave you a quilt just like a grandma. You know how when grandmas start to give away all their possessions because they know their time is coming to an end?
Oh, no.
Oh, and Chunt, you should not have your burr on the table. Here, put this doily underneath.
Oh, a doily. Arnie, it's like a coaster that sucks. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because, like, it goes right through a doily.
Yeah, and you have to wash it.
Wait, you didn't have that doily when you came in. Did you just conjure that out of thin air?
Uh-huh. I magically knitted it.
Oh.
With my mind.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to use my hands. So if you need something knitted, I can do that.
You truly are enchanted with grandmother powers. Can you knit us a pie?
Oh, absolutely. Wait a minute. You know I'm a muffin lady.
Ah, just joshing you. How much are these muffins again?
Do you, sir? Stop talking about the muffins. Let's get to know a little bit more about these grandma powers.
Oh, fine. If you want to talk about the boring stuff instead of muffins, I suppose, Arnie, you can ask one of your questions. By the way, you're being recorded and being put on a show on this other planet called Earth. I know it sounds like dirt, but it's a stupid planet.
Usador, someone with grandma powers isn't going to understand what a podcast is.
What? Is that some sort of clown act?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah. But Duggan, thank you so much for this card. Actually, my birthday was just a couple days ago, so this is very well timed. It means a lot to me.
Oh, you know, I always worry about you boys.
Oh, I can tell you worry about us because in my birthday card, you said, stop that wrestling Don't make me have to get off the Davenport and tan your hide so much you can't sit down on the commode.
That's right. I will get a switch. There was a lot of truth in that card. Although I didn't write it originally, you know, I purchased pre-written delightful cards, but this one really spoke the truth about Chunk. And Chunk, I always feel a little uncomfortable saying your name.
Oh, why, Grandma?
I don't know, Chunk. That's just.
I mean, Duggan? Yeah. I mean, if you do get a switch, can you make sure you get the oiled switch? Because I hear that just has a nicer look to it.
And a better crack when it smacks, when it makes contact.
Ooh, yes, please. Thank you, Grammy.
And Chunt, why don't you just call me Doug?
Okay.
Or Lump. I like the one syllable thing for you. So Chunt and Doug, or you can just call me Lump if you want to start with the other end of my name.
I'll just call you Doug.
All right. Doug and Chunt.
Doug and Chunt, two best friends making muffins. Doug and Chunt.
We could go around solving crimes.
Ooh, solving crimes. Arnie, is there any crimes that need solved?
That we didn't commit?
There is one crime I would like the two of you to solve. Who the hell lit this place up with fireballs a little while ago?
There's a lot of smoke.
Yeah, that was you shooting fireballs at you.
Right, so it wasn't me. It was me talking to me. So I want you to find me and take me to justice.
Oh, Doug, before we solve this case, we should sort of figure this out. Do we want to go by Doug and Chunt or Doug and Chunt?
Oh, I like the second one better.
Okay, because your name is Duggan, right?
Uh-huh.
So it could be Duggan Chunt or Doug and Chunt.
Yeah, I think Doug and Chunt, because that really encapsulates it all, because not only are we together as two different people, but it also sounds like Duggan up front, but it's Doug and Chunt. And no one will know unless it's written out. And most of the people in this area do not read.
Perfect. So we know that two Usidors fought here. So I'll interview Usidor and you interview Usidor.
That's a good plan.
Okay, Usidor, have a seat, if that is your real name.
Usidor, you stand here in this corner.
Okay, I didn't do anything, man. I don't know why you're giving me a hard time. Yeah, I'll gladly sit here. No problem.
Where were you, what'd I say, 16 minutes ago?
Let's see. Ani told me to come in from outside to let everyone know how cold it is. Then I came into the bar and I was accosted by Usidor, who was bothering me about raising the prices of burr.
And if you saw this tall bitch you call Arnie, would you be able to point him out in a tavern?
He's that 22-ounce bitch right there.
Okay, I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Well, I've got some. Tell me about your day. Was it okay?
Why do you need to know about my day? Perhaps I've been brought in here against my will, and for no good reason. Why don't you tell me about your day?
You need to calm down. Would you like a... I think I'm going to give you a cup of hot cocoa.
Cocoa?
Here, I'm going to get the skin off the top. Here.
Oh, thank you, Duggan.
Arnie, look at this. He's doing good cop, grandma cop.
Oh, I prefer grandma cop.
Well, this is delicious cocoa. Well, I have to admit, I committed the crime. I came in here all full of piss and vinegar, and I shot those fireballs at Usidor when he wouldn't lower the price of his beer.
And you feel bad about that, don't you?
I do feel bad
you
about
should.
It.
You should. Here, get over here. Get over my knee, boy. Don't you ever put fire in.
Yeah, and stop drinking piss and vinegar.
Look, I'll do what I want to do.
Is it good?
Yeah, together.
One pinniger, please. Arnie, you want a pinniger?
I don't know. I'm still a little traumatized by what I've seen. I mean, of all the times that I've seen Usidor's bare ass be spanked, that was the worst.
It's a little rough justice. That's the way we did it back in the day. Even though I'm younger than all of you, I have an old soul because I was enchanted.
Sure. Yeah, your soul's from another generation.
Where things were hard, much harder back in them days.
Isn't it weird how witches curse and grandma's enchant?
Yeah.
Is there something there?
Yeah.
Something there for my next open mic?
That's more something we need to write down and think about.
Like, yeah, I think that's more of like uncovering systematic sexism that exists in our society. Mm-hmm. That like someone has a weird nose, so now you're cursed. Someone has a nice nose, now they're your grandma. Like, what is that? What's that all
right,
about?
That's something. That's something. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
That's more for like a scripted show.
No, Duggan is actually unpacking. What else you got in that box there?
Oh, well, look. I just have a little bit of ointment for my knees. In case I have to go back down the ladder.
That looks like it's just icing.
Yeah, it's icing hot.
It is. Not only does it act like Usador's fireballs, but it also acts like the outdoors. Because did I mention how cold it is?
It is.
It's very cold outside, listener.
Duggan, can I ask, before mm-hmm. you were enchanted by this mm-hmm. grandmother, you know, what was your childhood like?
I had a really unusual childhood because I was raised by a single mother. And she was a whispering mouther, which, you know, if you don't know a whispering mouther, you don't want to know a whispering mouther because of all the mixed signals they give, because they have a lot of different mouths and each one has its own opinion. And while I do not know my father, really, I have a few clues about him. I suspect he was a giant. For no reason other than I really like giants, and so I figured if I met him, I would like him a lot.
Yeah. I thought perhaps your mother's other mouths had a clue had slipped out from one of the other.
A lot of clues about who my proper father is have slipped out over the years that I put together.
Did you want to take a guess? Because if you have a bunch of clues about who your father is, I have this envelope here, and it says who your father is. Do you feel like you have enough clues to take a guess, or did you want to wait until you visit a few more taverns?
Well, no, I will. Let's put those clues out there and put this puzzle together, because I would love to know who is the father of Duggan Gallump.
Chun, you've been carrying this envelope around for years.
Yeah, I know. I just found it in a river one day.
So these are the things that I have gleaned about him, Chun.
Okay. Yeah.
So I know that he's somebody who... used the door, not just to leave, but he used doors, because Mama would always say, "Oh, your daddy really used the door." I think he had a depression issue, because she was like, "Oh, your daddy is blue."
Could be anyone.
Huh?
Nothing.
And,
you, sir, why are your eyes spinning around like pinwheels?
No reason.
Sounds like your daddy's a real dynamic character. It'll be very easy to come up with a third thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a magical man. She would say, "Oh, he's magical." But I don't know if she means that, like, you know, sexually.
Right.
Literally.
Metaphorically, sure.
Metaphor. Yeah, I mean, might be a metaphor wrapped up literal. In a simile.
Okay, well, let's open the envelope, Duggan, and see who your father is. Let's open this here, take off the twine. And it says, "If you find this note, I drowned in the river." I don't know why I thought this was associated with your dad. It doesn't say anything on it. I just assume.
Yeah, it's just an envelope, a blank envelope you've been carrying around forever.
Maybe my dad died in a river and wrote that note after the tragedy.
Oh, it's so sad. So sad to lose your father that way.
I've lost him twice. Once before I met him, and then again right now.
And I just lost the envelope. I don't know. Where did that go?
I've lost him a third time.
I'm so sorry.
Who's my daddy?
I'm so embarrassed. I don't know where that went. You sir looked like he ate it. What the fuck?
Oh, sorry. Nom nom nom.
Usador, why would you eat that? There's plenty of muffins left over.
I know. I'm sitting here. I can see he did not eat that.
Yeah.
Usador, why are you cheering like you're not the father?
Oh, no reason.
That was a definite not a daddy dance.
Yeah.
Well, there's no reason to think about that too long. And anyway, it's time for us to take a quick break and learn more about muffins.
So, Duggan, and I'm sorry, maybe this is a real obvious question. I haven't mentioned, I'm from another world, so I don't necessarily know all the things about your world. Could you tell me a little bit more about your mother? I guess I'm not unfamiliar with what a whispering mouther is. It sounds like a whispering mouther has more than one mouth?
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of mouths. Yeah. They're sort of like, you know, they're shapeshifters. They can shift around a lot.
Come to think of it, I once met a mouther, and the mouther said, "Mouther, tell your children not to walk my way." So it was kind of just spouting advice.
Sometimes they do that. Often they just tell you to clean your room and that you should have done better at school. But you know, every mouth is different.
Mm-hmm. Well, keeps you humble, keeps you grounded.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my mother, the mouther, Clarinda was her name.
Clarinda.
Clarinda. I mean, that's what her friends called her. I just called her Mom. You know, so for a long time, sure. I just thought that was her name. But turns out everybody's got one.
Do you feel like if you were more friendly with her, she let you call her Clarinda?
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. You know, she would eat a lot of people. Oh. So, you know, you keep your distance, you know, respectful distance. Mm-hmm.
A lot of mouths to feed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a required personal space. She had a personal space requirement of 16 feet, which made for not a very nurturing relationship, but...
Well, it might not be very nurturing, but you have to assume that a whispering mouther with that many mouths, someone like Clarinda could explain it all.
She could. Mm-hmm. She really could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say, you know, she, even though my father, who he died apparently in a river.
Definitely.
But before that, he was gone, and so she really filled in for him. So that 16-foot personal distance was really good because I got good at catch really early.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Duggan, how old are you exactly?
Oh, we don't know.
Hmm.
But I'm going to guess about 22.
Oh, huh. That's when I
And what about this tomato right here? Oh, shit. He caught it. He really is good at catch.
That's right. Wow. I wasn't even looking in that general direction. I caught it totally to the side of my temple. Mm.
Amazing.
Duggan, can I ask, and this isn't that important, but uh-huh. whenever your mother would eat someone, would they yell like, "Mouther, ooh, I don't want to die. I sometimes wish I'd never been born at all."
They definitely said that last part.
Yeah,
And then they would say, "I wish I'd never been born at all." Ooh, as yeah. they died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't need to talk about that, but nothing really matters.
It was sometimes quite comical to watch her eat a person because she would. Have you ever seen anything where you just grab somebody by the foot and then you put the entire body in your mouth and then you just pull it out and it's just bones?
Oh,
hilarious.
Arnie, you said you called that Heathcliffing before?
Yeah, on Earth we call that Heathcliffing.
Oh, she would Heathcliff anybody. A cleric, a warrior, a squirrel.
Holy cow. Not a wizard.
Oh, that's a shame.
What's that?
Makes it or?
Nothing.
That makes sense because I used to know Tim and Cleric, and now it's just Tim, so I think I know the cleric she ate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Duggan, I don't know mm-hmm. if this is a personal question, but I've noticed kind of on your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
your shirt seems to pucker a little
Arnie.
Bit.
Arnie?
Yeah.
What's...
Arnie, this
You
is
don't know if that's personal? That's about as personal as it gets.
Very rude.
I'm just asking about a shoulder pucker.
Please, Duggan, forgive Arnie. He's from another world. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand our ways.
Are you talking about just because I'm wearing flaxen cloth and that it's itchy, and so sometimes my shoulder just moves underneath the itchiness of the fabric?
Sure, yeah. The flaxen cloth, probably. Yeah, I mean...
okay, you found me out, Arnie. That's not just a shoulder. It's also another mouth. But it has very controversial opinions.
Oh, no, maybe let's keep this mouth covered up.
Yeah, that's what I really try to do is keep it covered up because you never know what it's going to say.
Sure.
I mean, I hope it isn't something like, "I hate muffins," right?
You know what I would do? If it ever said that, I would shove a muffin in it. And it's got a mouth but no stomach, so it would not like that.
Oh, it doesn't have a stomach?
Yeah, where would that muffin go?
I know. It actually probably would hurt me more than it hurts it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
although its personality is different, it's still my shoulder.
Sure. And you just got like an undigested muffin in your shoulder somewhere.
That you know that's going to stain my yeah. flaxen cloth.
Yeah.
You know what, Arnie? If you don't tell anybody about this, I will share my secondary mouth with you.
Sure.
I mean, let me rephrase that, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to share my secondary mouth with you.
Uh-huh.
Aww. Yeah.
We're not that kind of friend.
No, sure.
You'd have yeah. to buy me at least a couple of suppers.
Yeah, not okay. like me.
Sure.
And,
What?
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and like I said, Duggan, this is being recorded, but still, please, I'd love to hear from your secondary mouth, your other mouth, your shoulder mouth.
All right. Here. Let me undo this. I've got a lot of wooden closures here, so give me a second.
Hey,
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
I know you. You need to shave that face. Oh, you look real dumb, motherfucker.
Oh.
Who am I talking to? I have fur on my face. Is it me?
I'm talking to all three, you bitches.
Oh. What? Oh, yeah? Well, your mother has a mouth on her neck and the bitch chews like this.
Oh, that is too accurate.
Oh, that was rude.
You must know her.
I don't. I'm sorry. Ariel, that was so fucking rude. I'm so sorry.
Do we also address you as Duggan, or do you have your own name?
No, motherfucker, I got my own name.
What is your name?
Bill.
Hi, Bill. I'm Usador, the wizard, and I'm not going to shave off my beard, even if it'll look like a stupid bitch.
Well, then shave the rest of your face off.
Oh.
You'll look better.
Oh. Oh, Usador, don't try and reason with a mouth.
This shoulder mouth.
What did you call me?
A mouth, sir? I'm so sorry.
Man, I'm a hole with teeth.
Look, Bill.
So, Bill, you're not a mouth? You're just a hole with teeth?
Don't get into semantics with me. I will kick your motherfucking ass.
With what? You're just a hole with teeth.
You know what? You are getting on my last nerve. You're lucky I don't have eyes, but I can still smell that stupid beard on your face. Wipe that smirk off your face.
You don't have eyes. How do you know we have beards?
I can smell them.
With your tongue? Is there a tongue in there?
I mean, I can smell my beard from here.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
You
can
know
smell
how a
beard.
Snake smells, motherfucker?
Bad. High five.
Duggan. Cover Bill up.
Cover Bill up.
I know, right? I don't like his potty mouth.
Yeah, I think you have an insult orifice.
And if there's no digestive system in your shoulder, it probably is a potty mouth. Like,
I never really thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, but wait, what is this? Coming through the top of your shirt where Bill's mouth is. As Bill was being an insult orifice, look. He made comedy jam. Oh, you could use that in your muffins.
Spread that on my muffin.
Careful. Don't eat it. It might make you go deaf.
Why would it make me go deaf? You say that about everything I eat.
It might be a deaf comedy jam.
Maybe.
Made all of us mute. Now, Duggan, and, again, I apologize if this is too personal a question. I notice sort of... on the side of your stomach, there's some kind of puckering.
Oh, yeah, okay, you got me. I got a third mouth.
Oh,
a tertiary orifice. Mm-hmm. You want to meet him?
I think we have to.
I think at this point, yes, of course.
All right, but if you need advice, you better ask it as soon as he comes out, because he won't stay out for long, but he's got folksy wisdom.
Arnie, think of something you want advice on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got a series of different wooden enclosures, so let me get those open.
I didn't notice before how many wooden enclosures there are all over this flaxen garment.
You know, I'm really into buttons, so I've got way more than I need.
That sounds like a grandma thing to me. Makes sense.
All right, here you go. Hey, boys.
Hey, Mouth. You know, it's a new year. What should we do to kind of commemorate it being a new year?
Well, if I was you, I'd make sure I went to the zoo this year, because there's some animals that need petting. So make sure you go to the petting zoo, not the regular zoo.
Sure.
You go to the regular zoo, you might lose a finger.
Sure. Oh, that's great. You know, I always forget there's so many zoos around Foon, and there's so many animals that a lot of them I know or have had relationships with. Who they all, you know, complain about not being pet enough. That's wonderful advice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I also have a question for you. Mouth, I'm Usador. Nice to meet you. What's the best way to fake your own death?
Well, the best thing to do is make sure a crowd is assembled, and then, but stand at some distance from them, do something really that attracts a lot of attention, and then stand behind a fire and scream as though it's engulfing you, and then dip down behind a rock or a tree, whatever is nearby object that will allow you to secret yourself.
Yeah, that'll work on Chunt.
Huh?
Nothing.
Mouth, can I ask, do you have ears? Or are you connected to ears in any way?
I'm distantly connected to ears, so it sounds like you're in a big old echo room. So I hear a lot of reverb on your voice, reverberations. Mm. I call it reverb because I've been saying it so much. I don't got time to say whole reverberations every time I talk about reverbs. Yeah.
And we're saying reverbs, re-adjectives, renouns. Mouth, sorry, my compatriots did not ask this. Mouth, do you have a name?
Well, of course I do. They call me Tennis.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Tennis.
Nice to meet you, Tennis.
It's good to meet you, boys.
Tennis, you have all this folksy wisdom, but what about yourself? What are your dreams and ambitions?
Oh, I gave up on them a long time ago.
Oh.
You know, if my dream was to be part of an abdomen, I would have lived a great lifetime. But my dream was at one time to be a sprinter. I wanted to go to major competitions, but I did not have legs of my own. So sometimes when you just don't have the things that you wish you had, you just give up on that and you just settle for what you do got and enjoy that. So you know what I do from time to time? I require a lemon. That's all.
A lemon?
Sure.
Yeah, some kind of an astringent, an astringent citrus. So a lemon, a grapefruit, and I just, you know, I taste them because I do got a tongue and I do got teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I can't swallow it, so, you know, it don't stain.
Something to make you pucker.
Yeah, you know. How else would I get this flexing material to pucker if I didn't a nice citrus?
Tennis, have you ever had a blood orange?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love a good blood orange, but they are hard to get when it's as cold as it is right now.
It is cold. Then, thank you.
Then allow me to gift you this one that I've been saving.
Oh, goodness gracious. Look at that.
You can share it with Duggan if you like.
Oh, no way. Duggan gets all kinds of good stuff that he wants. It's rare that old Tennis gets a good thing that I want.
Wow, Tennis is looking at that blood orange like he's 15 and in love.
Yeah, with his mouth.
Yeah, so you can read a lot of intention on that mouth, sure, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got mouth eyes. You never heard the expression mouth eyes?
Oh, sure. Yeah, my mouth eyes are up here.
Oh, blood orange. Oh, look at that color on you. Oh,
this is becoming...
He's undressing it with his mouth.
Oh, I bet your juices all get out.
I regret giving him this blood orange.
I hadn't had this thought previously in this episode, but this is starting to sound a little dirty.
Oh, blood orange, I'm gonna peel you so good. I'm gonna take you section by section and just drain you of all fluids.
Oh, he's talking so smoothly. I thought Tennis would make a racket.
Come here, blood orange. Oh, you better be glad I don't have digits.
Duggan, perhaps we should leave Tennis alone with the blood orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, just shove that down here in this shirt over here.
Duggan, is it difficult living with
these
extra
mouths? You know, they embarrass me all the time. I'm very uncomfortable with both of them and their attitudes.
Sure.
I hate to mention this, but your shirt does say, ask me about my barbershop trio.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, would you like to hear a quick song or two?
Sure. Is that going to be Tennis and Bill?
Oh, if it must be, it will be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of the songs are muffin related.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we've written a lot of jingles for the muffin sales.
Yeah, even if it's just 2 to 3 lines.
Oh yeah, here. Let me remove my shirt entirely. Let me take this tunic off. Now, don't be embarrassed because I've got an extensive array of moles that form constellations. You know, pay no attention to that unless you want to see Orion's belt or something.
Oh.
All right. If you want to get going, you better not stop. You better eat this muffin top. Oh, yeah!
Motherfucker!
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It was amazing how they all three sang at the exact same time.
Yeah, one of them provides the lyrics. The other one provides support by saying, oh, yeah. And then the last one provides a bit of excitement and sort of a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bit of a hype man. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Well, I'm glad we got back on track, because I want to talk about muffins. Ani, what are the muffin-related questions to you?
Well, Duggan, would you mind if we quickly answer some emails?
No, I don't know what that is, but
sure.
If it's anything like an e-snail, then I would definitely love to just cook it up and, you know, put it in a muffin.
Well, I don't know if you can eat this, but maybe with your mind. Here's an email.
Arnie, did you just gloss right over that? Do you know what an e-snail is?
No, what's an e-snail?
It's an evaporated snail.
Oh.
It's very rich and dense and delicious.
I thought it was a snail on ecstasy.
Oh.
You know when you go to the club and there's a trail of slime and you follow that trail and then there's like a snail just out of its fucking mind touching a sweater?
Sure. Although, Duggan, from the look on your face, I feel like there's a third thing that an e-snail might be.
Oh, yes. It is definitely an everyday snail.
It's
it's sort of like...
Or just snail for short.
Well, it's a snail, but very relatable. You know, it's like the everyman of snails.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Well, homonyms. Sorry, Arnie. Go ahead.
Oh, Lieutenant Homonym. His power grows.
Oh, that bastard.
Anyway, I have an email from a listener. By the way, listeners, if you want to email us, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
Thank you for saying email from a listener, not a fan.
Oh, yeah. So we can't make that assumption. Please,
yeah, don't
listeners,
assume.
If you are a fan, please say so. In the email.
And if you are a fan, sign your emails, don't die.
So, spoiler alert, this is a very rude email because it does not end with don't die. But here's the email. Hey, guys, love the podcast. One question. So, Tourmaline paid for the tavern completely with her Fabergé egg that she earned raising the unnamed town before her interview. She was hired and then immediately bought the tavern. So, technically, she's your boss now, right?
Oh, shit. Is that right?
You, sir, you bought the tavern with some treasure that definitely included the Fabergé egg. Like, how much of it does Tourmaline own?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just the manager.
Fuck, Arnie, this premise sounds like one of those things, what did you call them on Earth, a shitcom?
Yes. Yeah, who's the boss?
You said that was your favorite shitcom?
Mm-hmm. Ayo, oa.
What?
People on Earth are loving it if they have any idea what I'm talking about, which means they're old.
Which is why when you came here and you're trapped in this world that is so foreign to you that you named your wagon the Milano.
Yep. You, sir, you were also saying you wanted to pull some questions from the Patreon.
Oh, yes. Yes, we got a message from someone, Stephanie Oliver. Stephanie Oliver wrote, "All I want for winter solstice is for Chunt to read my email." Oh.
Ah, it's after winter solstice.
Oh, well, so there you go.
It's past.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, there's still some holidays lingering about. It takes a little while.
Yoink. Let me read this email here from Stephanie.
Yeah, go ahead.
"Hey, Chunt, Usador, and Arnie, and I assume guests, it's implied. I'm writing to tell you guys that you have been such a huge help in my life during some of the most intense times of my life. I struggled for many years with some addiction to some Morglorb / Red Potion-like earth substances that caused me and those around me a lot of pain. Last year, I got myself some help, and now I'm 18 months clean." Oh, that's fantastic.
That's good. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
"Steph continues, life is beautiful when you can genuinely laugh again, and you guys have given me so many laughs. I consider you my boon companions, and thank you for all you do for Foon and Earth alike. Love and rainbow bowls, Steph. P.S. You may say my name if you do end up reading this." We did.
I wish to give her a doily.
Oh, that's so generous, Duggan. How kind.
I am going to put a smiley face in the middle of it.
So, Steph, look for that doily behind any Burger King, I assume. And we love you. And, Steph, you're welcome to Foon anytime. So please come visit.
Yeah, we're really proud of you. And also, Steph, listeners, fans, if you find a doily behind a Burger King, do not pick it up.
That is Steph's doily.
We love getting messages like the one Steph sent in because we get so many messages that we don't read on the show about the ways we've ruined people's lives.
Yeah, that is true. Thousands of emails that are like, "I would like to damn you for making my life worse. The last 3 years of my life have been pretty easy and good, and somehow listening to you made it worse."
Those are listeners and not fans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of them say, "I listened to a couple minutes of one episode."
And that ruined their life for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Well, they would be a fool not to listen to this episode, because how else will you get amazing deals on muffins that you can't get anywhere else?
Fuck. We are not bluffing. Eat these muffins. I'm workshopping it.
Fine. I'll take 2 orders of muffins.
If you get a third order, you get one for free.
Fuck.
So only a fool would order two and not the third.
Wait, so if I order three, I get the fourth free? Or if I order three, I get that third one free?
Yeah, that third one is free if you order three. But if you order two, you only get two.
What? Fuck, well, I already said my order. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I know. You blew it. Next time.
What if I don't order any? What do I get then?
Oh, my mother might visit you.
Oh, shit. Okay, so to make up for my mistake, I'm going to order six muffins so that I get two for free. Is that okay?
Okay. And Arnie, you're going to get Heathcliff.
Don't worry, Arnie. I think I can say something nice to her that will change her mind.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to go hide out on the moors.
Well, better Heathcliff than Marmaduke'd. You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, the Mirror Universe version of Comedy Bang Bang, as evidenced by our goatee. Wizard's Choice Award nominee, User of the Blue, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Doug and Galump the Muffin Baker was played by special guest Rick Walker. When asked for credits or things he'd like to plug, Rick refused. And while in 2021 we might have begged him for information, in 2022 we are abandoning any behavior that doesn't serve us, as we are so tired of handing away our power. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free versions of every episode, and two new bonus episodes every month. And if that's not enough, you greedy minxes, last week, all seven episodes of the spin-off series, I Am Spintax, the podcast, were added to the Patreon feed. Just like that. For more information on the bonus episodes and lots of other Patreon perks, stop by patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Hey, y'all, you better stop listening to this. Turn that shit off. It's over.